CliffCentral.com.
And with that, we have our favorite car motoring expert, the one, the only, oh, George Amini.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, George?
Good. How's it going today? I've been listening to the show on and off for the last hour and a half, so you know, sometimes when you listen on and off, you have to kind of catch up. What are they talking about? But
this conversation has gone so many places.
I do want to get your thoughts quickly on people that watch true crime. Do you think it's a bit red flaggy? Do you think it's a bit of a problem?
I don't watch true crime myself. I'm a sci-fi person, but sometimes I worry with the depth at which people know how to kill other people and to hide.
Simpiwe knows. She knows some stuff. At least I know if I'm in trouble, if I do something, I'm coming to Simpiwe. Simpiwe, I did something bad.
I can live in South Africa. Can you help me? Best country to do that shit. I'm not saying anything. George, do you have any motoring news for us before
we can reveal secrets here? Hey, we know who AK's murderer is. She's sitting in this building right now.
Before Simpiwe tells us her secrets.
Yes.
Which navigation app do you use? Waze or Google Maps or Apple Maps?
Can I tell you, I used to be a Google Maps girl, and then Waze. Waze showed me that it is the Beyonce of the group, because it even tells me about the potholes.
The potholes and the popo. But I think Maps is more accurate.
Okay.
I've used both, and I like both, to be honest. I think they're both relatively
good. Waze was the Beyonce.
Yeah, I mean, personally, this is just a personal opinion. I don't like Waze. I think it's a little bit too gamified, you know. And for me, a map needs to be a map.
Yeah,
give you some information on the side, but there's too much going on the streets of Waze.
Yeah, pigs, and it's like I'm playing a game.
Yes, it's too gamified in my opinion. So, but that's just my personal opinion. But let me give you the real story of what's happening to Waze, because it may not last as long as we might think it may last in the future. So Waze is obviously a Google product. It's not a Google product. It was acquired by Google in 2013. the deal was done for $1.3 billion. I mean, just imagine that number, $1.3 billion. Google left Waze alone. Waze operated with its own CEO and as its own division for as long as they've had Waze as a product. They didn't integrate it into Google, although I'm pretty sure a lot of the features of Google and Waze kind of, you know, creep into each other. But Waze has got 500 employees, and they operate as an Israeli company, and they're on their own. They do their own thing. Google is changing that. So the CEO is leaving Waze, and Waze is being integrated into Google Maps. Not the product, the team is being integrated, or reporting to, should I say, the vice president in Google. So is this the start of the beginning of the end of Waze? Because if you look at their numbers, back when they were acquired, they had 130 million users on Waze. Sure. Okay. They've now got 151 million users on Waze, which are diehard Simpiwe fans. They use Waze because it's gamified and there's lots of, you know, pigs and whatever on the road. but hear this. Google Maps has 1 billion users.
Wow.
Okay. Oh.
1 billion users. So Waze is a paltry 15% of the user base of Google Maps.
It's tickets. That's
why would Google keep this product running? I mean, surely it's just a cost. Surely.
It sounds like the head of Google had a cousin who had a great business idea. And he's like, I'll give you a chance. But yeah, I can't believe the difference in numbers. That's stark.
I think they're going to
come back home.
Slow, painful death, but it's tickets.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, George. There's way too much going on in that app. I feel like I'm playing Angry Birds.
The Angry Birds. I mean, I never played Angry Birds, but I saw people playing Angry Birds.
It looks ways. Like that.
Too many tabs open there. There's too many tabs open there.
I mean, I think on the app, you can see other people that are online with you.
No ways.
I think so.
Yeah, but why do you want to see that?
Well, why is your ways a social media now? You're going to start telling stories, texting and driving.
I just want the bloody thing to tell me where to go. I'm not interested in the road.
Yeah, the pun of the day, I think, has to go to Rajesh. No ways, dude.
That's a good one, Rajesh. You're back. You're back. Rajesh is back in the game. Yeah, no.
So in conclusion, Google doesn't have any direct plans to shut Waze down. So there's no speak of shutting Waze down. But if you look at these moves, surely that tells me that there's going to be some sort of merger at some point in one map platform for Google, potentially. That's just my personal deduction from the story.
Mm. Just a question with regards to Waze. Does it show you the traffic the next day? Like, I know one thing about Google Maps is that you can put in your location for the next day, the time that you need to be there, and it'll tell you the time that you need to leave in order to make it on time.
I'm very, like, I live on the edge, though. Okay? Like, the only time I open up, like, Waze is to check how long is this going to take, or if I'm already in traffic, how do I get out of it?
Okay.
I'm one of those, I wake up and let's drive.
I think Google Maps is a better app anyway.
Yeah, as I say in business, it does what it says on the tin, and no more or no less.
Yeah,
it's a can of baked beans, and you know there's baked beans inside, not some piglets on the road.
All right. Anything else, George?
The world is by and large most. Let me put it this way: by and large, most countries don't have as many cars as there are people. You know, it goes without saying. You know, there's a distribution curve in terms of the rich and the poor, and those who can afford and those who can't afford a car. All right, and then in some cases, some people don't want a car; they want an Uber or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. But there is one country who has more cars than people.
What?
And it is the fifth richest country in the world. Okay, so to put this in perspective, the United States has 0.87 cars per capita, per person, right? So there's about two-thirds of the population have cars. This country is San Marino. It's a little country. And it has 1.6 cars per person. So more than one car.
Most people are rolling with two cars out there, basically.
Exactly. Right. And that does not include children.
What cars are they driving? just what cars are they driving? Do we know? Is it Porsches? Oh, I might want to move there.
Sibiu's canvassing. She says she needs a holiday. Maybe San Marino?
Maybe.
In San Marino, is one of the wealthiest countries in the world with a high GDP per capita, and its wealth enables residents to afford multiple cars. It's not uncommon in San Marino to see luxury cars like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Maserati, Porsche, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz in driveways.
There you go.
If you guys don't see me on the show next week, no way.
San Marino. We won't have to guess like with Gareth. We'll know. Sibiu is in San Marino, guys. She won't be here for another week. In fact, if it goes well, she's never coming back.
and then I thought I'd leave you with one last bit of inspiration, or should I say education, and that is, what is the difference between torque and horsepower? Do you know?
If I were to guess. Shit, actually, I always thought they were the same thing. I always newton meters of torque and horsepower. Are they not the? Is it what? What is the difference there? Newton meters.
Well, the newton meters is just a measure of torque. It's just a measure like watts or.
I'm just trying to relate that to the horsepower. I can't tell you. Maybe the actual physical material.
Okay, so. Let me tell you.
I was going to guess quickly.
Okay, wait, she wants to guess.
Don't judge me. But I don't know which is worse. But I'm presuming, you know when They do the thing with their cars, right? That's I think that.
That's horsepower.
Yeah, I think that's the horsepower. You know, that's rupa moment. I think that's. Rupa. Yeah, that.
Yes, the horsepower is a rupa.
That's just noise. That's just noise. It's I don't know. Yeah. I think the term for that is just noise. So torque, and I'm going to relate it to a bicycle. So torque is the pressure that you put on the bicycle pedal. It's that how much force you can put on the bicycle pedal. That's torque.
All right. Okay.
That's why electric cars have an incredible amount of torque. Because they've got direct drive onto the wheels.
Okay.
Whereas horsepower is the ability to accelerate. So, for instance, if you were riding your bicycle and you were doing, say, 10 kilometers an hour and you wanted to do 15, at the same resistance of the pedal, you need more power.
Okay. So the horsepower would relate to 0 to 100 in 3 seconds. You'd want a lot more horsepower there. Well,
a lot more horsepower. In order to get off the line really quickly, you want more torque.
Torque. 100%. This sounds like car wow right here.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, George, for that. I've learned a thing or two now. I know the difference between torque
and horsepower. Yes. I always thought they were the same thing. They were just given new names. You know our age. You don't get shell shock. You get PTSD. You don't die. You pass away.
It's not ancestors. It's underground gang. But thank you so much, George. You can catch the Auto Trader podcast every Monday at 9 o'clock on cliffcentral.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, do the things to be done.
Cliffcentral.com.